This is from one of our listeners. And again, great questions that we collected from our listeners. This person wanted to know, how does being a father inform your campaign? What do you talk to your kids about when you tuck them into bed at night? And Councillor Van Oostrom, let's start with you.
My son started first grade about 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago now.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. The first day was a Tuesday, so on Monday morning we woke up at 6:30. We live about 3/4 of a mile from our school, and so we did a practice run. Woke up, you know, made breakfast, put on the backpack, walked there. Everything was great. The day of school, he woke up at 5 instead of 6:30, and he came into our bed and he said, "I'm so excited, I need a bigger bed to toss and turn in." And he asked me what my first grade was like, and then he asked me what my second grade was like, and then he asked me what my third grade was like.
Wow.
And he kept going, and we got all the way to college. When he got home, he said his mom asked him, what was the best thing? And he said, everything. And what was the worst thing? And he said, nothing. We were on cloud nine. The second day of school, the teacher sent him home with a note. and I thought just so much was captured in those 24 hours. I am incredibly proud of the community that he lives in, the school that he goes to. For me, most of those grades were all in different schools and different communities. I moved around 18 different times before I came to New Hampshire for a job in my early 20s. I think every single day about the community and the state he's going to grow up in. It's really important to me.
How about you, Councilor Sununu? How does being a dad inform your campaign?
Yeah, it's the really drives the number one issue, which I talk about, which is really education. My wife was a special ed teacher for many years. She grew up in the inner city. She went back and taught in the special ed in the inner city. My son and daughter are 5th and 6th grade, and we have a 3-year-old as well. It's a lot about what I talk about is about what I know we can do better in the classrooms. I'm a big believer in local control. I'm a big believer that in no place in the state has Washington bureaucracy overtaken that local control as much as it has in our classrooms. We need to get rid of that type of regulation. Let teachers do what they do best. Give them the freedom to derive individualized lesson planning. When my son came home, 20 plus straight days telling me how he was practicing for that smarter balance test, I said, this isn't working. Common Core may be well-intended. It is not working. I'm all for standardized tests, but I want a test designed by New Hampshire parents and teachers for New Hampshire kids and New Hampshire curriculum, not some homogenized Washington-based solution that frankly hasn't panned out. It just hasn't worked for us. So what happens in my kids' classrooms, being in those classrooms with my kids, talking to the teachers, that's a big driver for me. I grew up in a household, and my wife and I instill in our kids, where education is the fundamental foundation for everything you're going to do in life. It really is. It provides that grounding, that basis. And it doesn't just start in kindergarten. It starts all the way down at 1 and 2 years old. And so we have to make sure we're promoting the right programs there. We're letting the local communities drive the best solutions for themselves, and most importantly, the parents. Letting the parents dictate where they want their kids to go to school, the quality of education they can have. We've really degraded local control and school choice. I'm a big believer in school choice. I homeschooled for a couple of years. My kids went to public schools. We got waitlisted in a charter school. We've walked the path of school choice in this state, and not everyone has it. I want to make sure everybody has the choices so that parents have the best and final say for their kids.